Hi, this is James Jones, and welcome to this residual income method, email marketing. Now, first off, I have to apologize for the delay in getting this replay out to you. After the session last Thursday, as soon as the session was over with, my computer crashed, and when I tried to reboot it, I got the blue screen of death. Unfortunately, I lost the replay. That's why I'm redoing it now. Normally I use Dropbox for all my files, which I do for pretty much everything except when I'm doing a video, because if you use Dropbox when you're doing a video, you can get some file corruptions. So that was pretty much the only thing I lost. So I still had the mind map and everything. So I thought I would just redo this training session and make it even better than the original. Okay, so first off, let's go over some housekeeping stuff. All the replays and all the files and everything you'll find at this site, thenetresults.com/rimsystem/videos, and the password for that is just rimsystem. All the live sessions that we have will be at this link, and this will be in the mind map, which you can download from the member site here. All the live sessions will be at the same link, so all you have to do is sign up one time, and you'll get notifications of those. And generally, our live sessions will be on Thursdays at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll have a next live session this coming Thursday, which will be December the 19th. Okay, and any questions you have, go to this link, which is surveymonkey.com/S, and that code there, and that'll be in your mind map. Just go there and ask me any questions that you want, and we have some questions here I want to go ahead and go into. Sandra said, I read the license for the free version of Active Presenter, and we talked about Active Presenter during the Udemy session. If you didn't catch that, just go to the replay site, and you'll be able to watch that training. So again, she says, I read the license agreement for the free version of Active Presenter. It says free for personal and non-commercial use, no watermark and no time limit. And she said, I wondered if it's legal to use for a Udemy course. Wouldn't that be considered commercial use? Well, only if you're charging for your course. You know, as I originally said in the Udemy training, when I put my course up, I offered it for free for a while just to get a number of people built into it. So after you do that and then start charging for it, then you could go ahead and buy the pro version of Active Presenter. But since I had a little bit more time for redoing this replay, I've done some more research and I found an even better video software for you. I put it over here under recording video. So right here, and this is the same, most of this is the same as I suggested during the Udemy training, but I also added Screencast-O-Matic. And I had a chance to go out and try Screencast-O-Matic, and it is absolutely awesome. Let me go ahead and show you what it looks like. Okay, right here is Screencast-O-Matic, and that link will be in your mind map. All you do is go here, and it will prompt you to download the software, and then you can download it right here. And then you can start recording, and then you can save it to your computer as an MP4 file, which is perfect. Or if you want to use it for doing, say, free YouTube recordings, which we'll talk about here in this session for a different use, then you can also send it directly to YouTube. So I tested it out. It works awesome. So now I'm suggesting that you use Screencast-O-Matic instead of Active Presenter. Okay? That should clear up that question. Judy says, there are several pieces to each class, all in different formats, and I am confused about how to keep them all together. Well, they're all going to be in the members area. So if you just go to the members area like I showed you, which is right here. Let me pull that up so you can see this URL. It's right here, and then everything will be right here in the navigation menu. So class 1 is all here, class 2 is here, and then all the files that are associated with that particular class or video will be right here. Okay? Alright, and Mike says, if we start off with one course, and he's talking about Udemy, so if we start off with one course rather than trying to dominate Udemy with our first foray into Udemy platform, at what point would you flip the switch from free to paid? Well, just as a rule of thumb, 1,000. That's what I did when I did my course. As soon as we hit 1,000, that's when we switched over to paid. But again, you can keep it free and just monetize it through using their affiliate program, where you send your students offers for other Udemy courses. And I went over that in Udemy on the Udemy training, so I'm not going to rehash that now. But if you missed that, just go watch the Udemy training. Okay, Nina says, will you please give us the actual names of both Apple apps you use for checking prices on Amazon and eBay? Okay, I didn't use an app for eBay. The only thing I did with eBay was I was doing collectibles, and I pretty much did all the research from home for that. But for Amazon, though, the exact name of it is called Amazon Price Check. And if you just search in your app store, you'll be able to find that app. Just Amazon Price Check, and it's absolutely free. And it's an awesome app. Okay, now let me do a little bit of an update on the FBA listing sessions that I did the prior week. If you remember, I had a special session, and that's also in the members area right here. I did a bonus session on live FBA listing. And what I did was I listed probably about 50 items that I had here to list on FBA. I went ahead and listed those, and then I did another bonus session on packing and shipping. All right, so let me show you now, since I've already packed the items up and I already sent them to Amazon, let me show you what happens. In email, you'll start to get notifications from Amazon. So I sent the items, I think it was on Monday, like a week ago, so that would have been on the 9th, and I started getting these notifications on the 11th. So just a couple of days later, they started to receive them. And the first one you'll get is FBA inbound shipment checked in. So that just means that they've got your box and they've checked in your box. And then the next thing you see is they'll start receiving that box into inventory. And then they'll send you another one saying that received in full. So that means that the box has been received, the items are there, and they're ready to start selling. And as you can see, almost immediately now, on the 13th, items started to sell. So I sold three items right here. And that was one of the printer cartridges sold. And this one here, the last word game. So one of the games sold. And this was just after a couple of the boxes had been checked in. So another item sold here. And if you remember, I said that items tend to sell pretty quickly as soon as they get received into the warehouses. And that you'll generally sell about a quarter to a third of your items right off the bat. All right, so there's three items that sold there. Another item there. What was the third one here? I missed that one. Another inkjet cartridge. And if you remember, those inkjet cartridges cost me the double. This one is a double, so it cost me $1.99. And I sold it for over $30. So let me go back and show you my inventory. I'm going to log into my Amazon account and show you exactly how you get to your inventory list. So right now you go to your account and sign in. I should already be signed in, so there we go. And then it takes you to this area here, and now you want to come over here and click on your seller account. So your seller account and your Amazon buyer account, your Amazon customer account, are all the same account. All right, so now I'm in my seller account. And just while I'm here, I want to show you something. You always want to kind of take a look at this right here and make sure that your account health is in good shape. And if it's not in good shape, they'll tell you why. So just make sure that you keep your account in good shape. I know mine went to fair one time because I had a refund on an order, and it kind of freaked me out. But it changed in a couple of days. It changed back to good, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But just make sure that you've got a good account health. Okay? And now let me show you where you can see. Let's go to our inventory first, and I'll show you the FBA shipments right here. So you can kind of track what's happening. Whoops, I clicked a link. You can kind of track what's happening right here. And right here are those five shipments that I just sent December the 11th through the 17th. And over here you can see that this one's closed, which means that the items are now in inventory and are being sold. And this one here has not been received in the inventory yet. And that's the one with the most items, 18 items. The reason why is because that one was going to, I think that was going to maybe a warehouse further away from my house or something. Maybe it took a little longer to get the items. But they'll be processing these and then receiving these in the inventory very soon. All right, so now let me look at my orders here. Click on orders and manage orders. All right, and I'll just look at the last 30 days is fine. So as you can see right here, these are the items that are selling. So this one, the HP Black Office Jet ink cartridge sold, and then this was a book that sold, a jigsaw puzzle, the country music triviology. This was another jigsaw puzzle. This was the Disney jigsaw puzzle. I think this one was priced at, I think it was around $50. Let's see. If you open the link there. $40 is what it sold for. Which is pretty cool because I think I paid $1.99 or maybe $2.99 for it. Okay, and what else sold? The Snoopy and Charlie Brown puzzle. Remember I told you the puzzles sell well. I mean, look at this. That's one puzzle, that's another puzzle, and that's a puzzle, jigsaw puzzles. So already sold three jigsaw puzzles. We sold this game and this game, Last Word. Another ink cartridge. I think I'm sold out of the double ink cartridges now. Let's see. Looks like I sold one here. Yeah, that was the first item that sold. So the black ink cartridge. There's one, two, and the third one is right here. So I sold three of those, so I'm out of stock on those. And those, again, I paid $1.99 and sold them for like $32 or $33. So that was a pretty good little item to buy there. All right, what else? I've got this was another book, and this was a book. So things are selling pretty well. So if I add up everything that I sold, then I'm right at a little bit over the break-even point right now. So everything else that I've got in inventory is like icing on the cake. It's pure profit. So once again, if you missed that session where I did the live listing, go to the replay session and watch it right here. It's pretty cool because I list not only... Do you get to see me list the items? You also get to hear my rationale for the pricing and why I bought the item in the first place and things like that. So be sure to check that out. Okay, so now let me close these windows up. Let's get on with today's session. And today's session is about email marketing. And, you know, I've read tons and tons of books about, you know, email marketing, 101 ways to build an email list, etc. But let me just tell you, there's a couple of models out there that I use that are just really good. And if you just stick to one or two of these models, then it's really a shortcut for building a list. And I consider email marketing the ultimate residual income method because once you have a list, then you can sell stuff over and over and over again to the people on your list. All right, so first off, email providers. These are the ones that I use and recommend. The top one here is AWeber. I've been an AWeber customer for at least 15 years, since back in the 90s. I think 99 or 98 when I first got my first AWeber account. So I highly recommend them. All things being equal, I consider them the best one out there. The other ones have some things that AWeber doesn't have, but I keep going back to AWeber. GetResponse, I've got a list on GetResponse too. GetResponse is really good. They've got deliverabilities about the same as AWeber. I just find AWeber a little easier to use. And then SendReach. And SendReach used to be called ListMonster. They've got some interesting features in SendReach that AWeber and GetResponse don't have. Like, for example, if you're targeting people, when you target people, SendReach will automatically try to identify who the person is. For example, they'll pull demographics. They'll pull the person's age if they can find it on Facebook. their location, where they're actually at, which is pretty neat if you have a use for that. And another thing about SendReach is they have really, really good deliverability. The emails just, they have much better deliverability, not much better, but slightly better deliverability than AWeber or GetResponse. The problem with SendReach is it's just not as easy to use. Okay, so one I use and recommend is AWeber. Okay, things that are help, and as far as cost-wise, AWeber, getting started about $20 a month. The more subscribers you have on your list, the higher you're going, the more you're going to pay. But that's a good thing, because the more you have, then the more money you're going to be making anyway. And GetResponse is about the same, about $20 a month. SendReach is more expensive. Okay, so things that are helpful but not mandatory. A couple of things. I've been using Lead Pages just recently. I just signed up for it a couple of weeks ago, and I absolutely love it. It is one of the best services out there, and I'll show you what I'm doing with it now. I'm going to show you a case study using one of the methods here that I'm using with Lead Pages. And also Amazon S3. Now, Amazon S3 is how I host my videos. And the reason I use a service like Amazon S3 is because I used to host my videos on my own server, on my own website. And once you get a few hundred people coming and watching the videos, it really slows your server down and can crash your server. Even though I've got a dedicated server, it can only handle so many people watching a video at one time. Using a service like Amazon, they have redundancy so that thousands of people can be watching that video at the same time, and the cost is just really cheap. Amazon is one of the few services I know that every few months they lower their rates. You know, it's kind of funny because everything else is going up. You know, the cell phone bill goes up, the cable bill goes up, the server bill goes up, everything goes up. But about every quarter I get an email from Amazon that says, "Hey, good news, we just lowered the rate for S3. And it's just fractions of a cent per view for a video. Even with all the videos that I serve through my company, the Net Results, and we serve thousands of views every single month, my bill is about $150. And it used to be $750, but the cost is just going down and down and down. So it's very, very reasonable to use. Now, if you don't know how to use Amazon S3, it can be a little bit of a learning curve, but I've got a bonus for you here. We've got a complete course on how to use Amazon S3, and you can download it right here. The link is in the mind map. Just go there, download that, and it's a video course. You can watch it in a couple of hours and learn everything you need to know about Amazon S3. Signing up for S3 is free. You don't pay for it until people start watching your videos. Okay, so I mentioned Amazon S3 and video because video is one of the huge list building shortcuts that I use. I've been using video for over 10 years now to build my list and to sell product. You know, I found out years and years ago that you could put up a video where you showed people how to do something or how you had done something. You showed people how you were able to make some money doing something online, like for instance doing Amazon FBA or making money with eBay or making money with Teespring. If you can show somebody how to do that through video, that is extremely persuasive, and you can get them to opt into your list or buy a product or whatever. I remember the first time I used video, I had a product that I was going to sell, and I didn't want to take the time to do a sales letter, because truth be known, I don't really like copywriting that much, and I'd rather do a video than do a sales letter. So this is probably back 2003. I had a product that I was showing people how to put up AdWord ads and then send the traffic from AdWords to AdSense pages and make money from people looking or clicking on the AdSense ads. And I was testing it out, and so I just did a quick video, maybe a 3 or 4 minute video, where I showed people one of my AdWord ads, and I showed them my AdSense page, and I showed them how much money it generated. I logged into my AdSense account, showed them how much money it generated, and then all I did was I sent an email out and told people to go check out this video where I'm making money with AdSense, and sold thousands of dollars. And all I had was the video and a PayPal button. And that was it. Sold thousands of dollars of that course. So that's when I learned how powerful video is. But the second thing with using video is, and this is the second shortcut I want to tell you about, it's proof. It is showing somebody how to do something or showing them proof that something works. Like, for instance, I just mentioned if you can show them that you're making money with some internet business model like FBA, eBay, Teespring, AdSense, affiliate marketing, however you're making money, if you can show them a little bit of the process, show them the money that you're making, and then show them a little bit about what you're doing, showing them that proof is extremely persuasive. Another form of proof is if you can get traffic to a website. If you can show people how you're placing small ads on Facebook and getting that traffic to go to a website. Or if you can show them how to get a website ranked high in Google. Or if you can show them how you're getting offline clients for your consulting business. Anything that you can show them proof that something works is huge. And then marrying that with video and using the video to show the proof, that is like 90% of internet marketing right there. That's 90% of what you know, probably 98% of what you know. If you can just get those two pieces right, then you've got it licked. So the first thing is having proof that something works. And the proof doesn't have to be huge either. If you can show them proof on a small scale, and then show them how you can scale that up or tell them how that can be scaled up, then it doesn't matter how big the proof is. Then using video to reinforce that proof, to show them what's possible. Okay, so knowing that, now let me show you two business models that you can use right now for building your list. Okay, now that we know that video and proof are two of the huge shortcuts that you can use together, let me show you how you can use these to build your list. And I have two models that I want to show you. Now, the first model is what I call the borrowed proof model. And the way this works is, now, first off, I mentioned how important proof is, but what if you don't have your own proof? What if you haven't generated any income yet? You don't know how to drive traffic to a website? You don't have anything that you can show people on video. So what can you do? You can actually borrow someone else's proof. You just go out and find someone who's doing that, who is generating sales or generating traffic or generating subscribers, and reverse engineer their process. And that's much easier than you think. I'm going to show you an example here in just a minute. And then you create a case study showing how they generated that traffic, how they generated those sales, how they got the subscribers, or whatever it is. And then you give away your case study to collect email addresses. And the way you give it away is you can use solo ads, which here's one site that we'll look at here in just a minute. It's called Safe Swaps. And this one you generally buy the ads or buy the clicks. And this one you can do list swaps. So once you have a small list built up of, say, you know, 300, 400, 500 subscribers, then you can start swapping lists with other people. And what that simply means is I send an email for you and you send an email for me. That's a list swap. And you can find those deals on the Warrior Forum. We'll look at that when we get to this point. And then I've got an example here of using this technique, using lead pages to collect the email addresses. Now, you may recognize this site. This is Teespring, and this is the site that does the t-shirts. I don't know if you attended the webinar I held last week with Tanner Larson, but Tanner was talking about how he uses Teespring to monetize his Facebook fan page. And this is not Tanner's niche. But while Tanner was talking about Teespring, I went out and did a few searches on Teespring just looking to see what was selling well. And I happened upon this one. And this one, at the time I found it, it had sold like 448 t-shirts of this one that's Soft Kitty. And so I did a little more research, and I figured out how they're getting their traffic. And that's the reverse engineering that I'm talking about right here. So it took me maybe 5 minutes to figure this out. And I was just on this site because Tanner had mentioned it. He's in the gun niche, and he'd sold some t-shirts that are targeted toward people who are interested in guns. And he does it through his fan page, his Facebook fan page. So when I saw this shirt and how well it was selling, I immediately recognized where it came from, where this saying, it's actually a song, Soft Kitty. It's from the TV show Big Bang Theory. But even if I didn't know that, then I could go to Google and do a quick search in Google, just typing in the lyrics. Whoops. Let me go down here to this one. Well, I'm trying to do it in the search box, and it keeps throwing me up here to the address bar. So let me just go up here. Soft Kitty. And then the rest of it, it'll figure it out. Okay, so I did that, and obviously what's coming up here is some of the other t-shirts that are selling in different places. But what also popped up was the Big Bang Theory. And if you did a little research in here, you could see that the Big Bang, the song Warm Kitty, was popularized on the show The Big Bang Theory. So then my next stop was Facebook. Go back to the Facebook homepage and do it from here. There we go. You want to have this little search grid right here up. All right, so we have Big Bang Theory fanatics, and we have biggest fans. Okay, I think I found it on this one. And there you go. Get our shirt right here. So this is how they're selling the shirt. They're selling it through their fan page. And this is a different color, but it's the same shirt. It's the same company. And they've since sold out of the original one, and they've started a new one. So this one has 165 sold out of a goal of 150. If you know how Teespring works, you set a goal of how many t-shirts you're going to sell, or how many t-shirts that you think you're going to sell. And the reason you do that is because it's cheaper to print a quantity of them than it is to print one t-shirt. So the way Teespring works is, if you say that you're going to print 100 or you're going to sell 150, then they give you pricing based off of selling 150 instead of one shirt. So then you get better pricing. Okay, so anyway, that's the way that works. And the goal has a certain amount of days for it to run. The campaign has a certain amount of days. And so after it's over with, then it ends. And what they're doing here is they're just rerunning the same ones over and over again. So they're selling hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of t-shirts from this site. And you can see they've got 59,000 fans. So this is where their traffic is coming from. It's coming from their fan page. And if you do searches here, I'm going to do a quick search for just the word soft. And you see right here, they're advertising it there. And if we keep searching, it's there. They're advertising it here. And they're advertising it here. And just all over the place, they're advertising that t-shirt. Okay, so that is the proof of how they're getting the customers and how they're selling the t-shirts. All right, so then what I did was I did a very, very quick video. And I'm going to take you to my lead pages page now and show you my video. Where is it at? It's right here. Okay. So I'm going to play this video for you, and this is in a lead page, and I'm going to show you how I set this lead page up too, but I just wanted to show you everything I did here first, and then we'll go back through each step. All right?
Hi, this is James Jones, and unless you've been living under a rock for the past couple of months, you've probably heard of a website called Teespring. But just in case you haven't, just a brief description. Teespring is a site that allows you to sell custom t-shirts. And the way it works is you set up a goal of how many t-shirts that you want to sell. For instance, this one had a goal of 144. So the more t-shirts in your goal, the less it's going to cost you for each one. And the t-shirts don't actually get printed or get made until you reach your goal. If the amount of time runs out before you reach your goal, then your customers are not charged anything and the t-shirts aren't printed. But I wanted to show you this case study of this particular shirt. It's called the Soft Kitty shirt. Now, as you can see down here, this campaign sold 448 t-shirts. Now, the goal was only 144, so you can go over your goal, as you can see. So 448 t-shirts, and these t-shirts sold for $19. So that's a total of $8,412 in sales. Now, how much profit did this person make? Now, at $19, the profit margin is about $9. So this person made $4,032 off of this campaign. Not bad. And there's a lot of people out there now teaching how to do Teespring, but they're leaving out some critical information. Like, for instance, where does the traffic come from? You can't just throw up a t-shirt and hope that Teespring will send you traffic. It doesn't work that way. So in this case study, which you can sign up for right at the right-hand side of this video, I'm going to show you a complete case study of the Soft Kitty shirt. I'm going to show you exactly where the traffic comes from and how that traffic came to be in the first place. So just go ahead and enter your email address on the right, and I'll send you that Soft Kitty case study that you can read and study right now. I'll send it to you in PDF format as soon as you enter your email address to the right. All right, thanks for watching, and have a great day.
Okay, I don't know how well you could hear that, but you can just go to this link. I've got it in the mind map right here. And you can go to this link and watch the video. And as you can see in the video, I'm just showing the Teespring, or the Soft Kitty t-shirt on the Teespring site, and explaining a little bit about what it's about, and then telling them that they can get the PDF case study right here. And in the case study, all I'm going to do is show them the fan page to show them the connection of where the customers are coming from to buy that shirt. Okay, and that's pretty much all the reverse engineering I have to do, but that shows the proof. The proof is actually in the fact that it sold, you know, 400 and some copies of this shirt, and how much money the person or the people are making off this. So that's the proof. And take a look again at the video right here. It's only 2 minutes and 1 second long. So just a couple of minutes is all you need. And if you want to sign up here, you can. I don't have the PDF ready yet. I'll have that ready in a couple of days. And then we'll follow this case study throughout the course of this class or these classes. Okay, and this is using lead pages, as I mentioned before. I just started using lead pages. I absolutely love it. For one thing, I don't have to put up my own website to use a lead pages email capture. I use it directly from the lead pages site, so I don't need my own website for anything. The video I'm using here is hosted on S3, but you can also host it on YouTube. And I went ahead and put one up on YouTube just to show you that you could do that. It's right. Okay, here's the one on YouTube. I just uploaded this to my YouTube account. So if you want to use YouTube, you don't want to use Amazon S3, you can just sign up for YouTube. If you've never done that before, just sign up for an account. It's free. And then go here to upload, and you can just upload your file from here. And then once you do that, let me go back to it. You'll get, there's the file, or the video.
Hi, this is James Jones.
All right, and then you just click on share. And right here is your shared embedded code. And you use this in lead pages, and I'll show you how to do that here in just a second. I'm going to go back to lead pages and take you through the process of how to set this up. Okay, I'm logged into my account here. Now, lead pages is a paid service, and they have a couple of different accounts. Let me see if I can find their pricing structure here. Okay, I had to log out of my account to get to the pricing structure, but they offer two different options, 37 a month or 67. You really only need the 37 a month, and you can do this whole thing without using lead pages. I just find it with lead pages, it's so much simpler, and again, that's one of the reasons why I taught you how to make money through Amazon FBA or the other methods that I talked to you about, just so you could you can make some money to afford services like this. And once again, that's the reason why I had the first session where I taught you how to do FBA and other ways of making some money so that you have the money to afford services like this. Okay, so $37 a month for lead pages. Let me go ahead and log back into my account. Okay, and once you get logged in, you'll see a screen that looks like this. And I've already created a few lead pages using their templates. Let me show you what I've got here. All right, so this one, this is the main one that I showed you, the Teespring case study. That's this one right here.
Hi, this is the one
that will be live. And then I did another one that was just an example showing YouTube. And this one here was just, I was just playing around with this one too. But here's how you create a page. And let me just go to templates first. Click on templates. And then you can scroll down here and pick the template that you want. And since I was using a video, I wanted to select one with a video page. And that's right. Well, let's select opt-in pages. So there's the opt-in pages. And then here you'll see one that has a video, which is right here. So I use this one. All right, and they're asking me a survey question here. You don't have to answer that. Just say no. Okay, and then it shows you a screen that looks like this. And anything that you do, when you click on something here, notice I click on enter a valid email address. Then, over here, notice it changes, and it allows you to change the text here. So the text here is enter a valid email address here. You can change it right here to whatever you want. Okay, notice that is updating. Okay, so anything that you click here, you can update over here. So right here is your video. All right, so now we can insert the video here. Now I'm using S3, so I'm going to insert my S3 video code, or that's what I did when I set mine up. But if you're using YouTube, you can do it like this. Let's go to YouTube, and here's the embedded part. So just take this code. This is so simple. Just copy this code, go back to lead pages, and paste in the code right here, and click OK. All right, and that's showing your video. I'm going to go over here, and we haven't saved the changes yet, and so it wants us to name this page. And I love how intuitive this is, so I'm going to name the page, and I'm going to call it just class example, just like that. And notice when I named it, it automatically gave me this URL to it, so it's very, very intuitive. All right, so once I do that, I'm going to go over here to the right-hand side, and I'm just going to click on save. Now it's saved, and now we can preview it. Let's click the preview button here. And I've noticed this happen a couple of times. Sometimes when you click the button to preview or to do something, it looks like it doesn't do anything. So just click it again. I think it might be a little bug in there or something. There we go. So here it is. And click on here and just make sure it's working.
Hi, this is James Jones.
Working great. So this is my example with the YouTube video. So I'm just going to click on right here. It says continue editing. Let me pull that over so you can see it. Continue editing. I'm going to click on that. And it takes me right back to the interface. See how simple that is? Okay. Other things I can do up here, analytics. I haven't even looked at that yet. And the A-B testing. I imagine you can do A-B split testing there. And then publish after you're ready. You've previewed it and it looks right. Then you hit publish. Now, there's one other thing that we're going to need to do. I haven't actually got my AWeber account integrated with this yet. So let me show you how to do that. I actually did integrate it, and then I took the integration out so I could show you how to do it. All right, so click on opt-in form integration, and it's going to tell you, first, you need to connect at least one email marketing service account. So we're going to click here, and it's going to take us here. All right, and we're going to click on integrations. Under integrations, I'm going to pick my service, which is AWeber. All right, and I'm going to connect to AWeber. All right, and it's automatically taking me to my AWeber account. And this is the AWeber account I want to connect to, so I'm going to allow access. So right now, I'm actually on AWeber. I was going to pull that up and show you, but it goes to AWeber, so you can connect your account, and then once it's connected, it throws you back into here. So there you go, and it says it's connected now. So now we'll go back to my lead pages. And the one we just created was called Class Example. So over here, I'm going to click on Edit. Okay. And now I need to go into AWeber. Let me go over to AWeber. And I'm going to go into the list that I want to hook it up to. And the list in this case is called, I call it Teespring. Okay, so in AWeber, I set up a new list called Teespring Case. Its description is Teespring Case Study. All the information is right here. And then on Confirmed Opt-In, I turn that off. Normally, by default, AWeber has Confirmed Opt-In is on. I always turn that off. What it does is, if you have Confirmed Opt-In on, then when someone subscribes to your list, then they're going to get an email confirmation, and they have to click on the confirmation link in order to actually get on your list. So I always turn that off. That way it's single opt-in, and people only have to enter their email address to get on my list. All right, and I'll save that. Okay, and then I'm going to go over here and sign up forms. And I've already done this, but I'm going to show you what I did. You just click on Create a Sign Up Form here. And we don't have to do anything here because our lead pages will take care of all this, because we're going to integrate this with lead pages. So I'm just going to save this. All right, and that's it. I'm just going to go back to the main page here, the main form, and right here is our form. I'm going to rename this something a little more useful. Okay, under settings, under right here is where you rename this. So I'm just going to call it Class Test. That way we can recognize that when we integrate this into our lead pages page. Okay, and step three. Okay, and now we're done. So now I'm going to go back to lead pages. Now we've already completed the integration, but now we need to do the opt-in form integration. So what's going to happen here is we're going to have lead pages go out and find that opt-in form, the one right here that we just created. And that's what's going to be used to integrate it right here. So just click on integration. Notice that AWeber is automatically selected because that's the only one I set up. And now it's loading the AWeber forms. This could take a while with my account because I've got tons and tons of lists in this account. So I'm just going to pause the video while it's loading. Okay, so that took several minutes to load, and it really depends on how many lists and how many forms you have. But once it loads up, click on this drop-down box and choose your list. And I'm going to choose the one right down here, Class Example, and just click on OK. Now, if you notice here, I also need to change my heading here, and I might need to update this. So I just click right here, and I'm going to change this to this. Free case study reveals the shocking secrets behind a Teespring campaign that made $4,014.80 in profit. Okay, and over here, I'm going to move the camera over so you can see. It says, this is talking about a free report. Well, we're doing a case study, so I want to, and a case study has a higher perceived value than a free report in a customer's mind or a prospect's mind, so we're going to call it a case study. All right, and just click OK. And we've already got our video integrated in here. This is the YouTube version. Okay, so everything looks good. I'm going to go ahead and preview this again. Okay, there we go. Looks great. The only thing left to do is to test this. So just enter your email address here and click on download the report to test it. Okay, so I just noticed that we're missing a field here. We're missing the name field because when we did our form, let me go back to the form. So when we created the sign-up form, we included a name field here, but we don't have the name field here. So we need to either take it off of this side or add it over here. So let's just go ahead and add it over here. I just want to show you how to do that. What we're going to do is click here. Under form integration, right here is a field that says use first name field, and currently it's selected to no. So just click on yes, and now if you notice over here, it includes the first name. Okay, so now let's preview this again. I didn't save it, so let me go back and save that. I want to make sure that you're seeing all this, so I want to move that over, click save. Okay, and now preview. Still didn't save it. Okay, actually, I just figured out what I did. I didn't save it over here, so I need to click on OK on this side. All right, there we go. Now we do that, and now let's try preview. Okay, and now we have the first name field. Enter that and download the report. Okay, and there we go. And it says thank you for subscribing. So this is going to add the name to the list. And if I log into AWeber to my list and click on search, I can see that that name was just added. And notice it is a single opt-in. And you know that because if it were double opt-in, it would tell you right here, it would say confirm. Okay, so that name has been added. So now we know everything works right. Okay, now that we've tested everything, we hit the publish button to make it go live. And there you go. And now it tells you the different ways that you can publish this page. You can use lead pages, which is what I'm doing here. You can publish it to WordPress, to Facebook, or your own server. I just want to publish it to my lead pages, make it simple. So if I copy that link or just click on view page, it'll take me out to it, and there it is. So it's ready to go. And in this case, it's using the YouTube version of my video, but again, I could have used my S3 version as well. In fact, if you want to see what the S3 version looks like, I've got one of those loaded up here as well. Right here is my S3 version. And click on video here, and that's what the code in S3 looks like. All right. So that's how you set up your lead page, and once again, it's very simple, and you don't need a website. You can host it right on lead pages itself. Okay, now once this is live, then you want to send traffic to it, and the easiest way to do that is to do solo ads or list swaps. If you don't have a list yet, though, you can't really do list swaps, but with solo ads, you can use this site, which is safeswaps.com. Now, I've got an account here already, but if you don't have an account, just set up a free account and log in. And then all you have to do is click on the Find Seller. And then here you can choose the demographics of the list that you're looking for. For example, let's say that you want, I want a minimum of, let's say, 100 clicks. All right, and maximum, doesn't really matter what the maximum is, say 1,000. And my price, let's say I don't want to pay any more than, let's say, 25 cents per click to, actually, let's go down. I want to pay anywhere from 10 cents per click to 40 cents per click. See how I move that to select that. Okay, so 40 cents. Partners must have one rating. I'm going to just select the defaults here because this is pretty good. What this means is that at least someone has rated this person and they got a 95% positive. And also, right here, the partner has logged in during a week. So what this means is that they're active. They've at least logged in during this week. So you're not going to be trying to get do deals with people who aren't going to check to make sure to see if there's any deals out there. Okay, I don't care about this. You could sort different ways, but let's just say score. And let's just click search. Okay, here we go. And it's putting the ones with the highest reputation up top. So now you could buy the solo ads here and then follow the instructions to send them your ad copy and then send them to your lead pages ad, which would be right here. It's that simple. And then you start collecting the email addresses that are going to go into your email account, which in this case is AWeber. And then from there, we can start marketing to these people. We can send them, since they've expressed an interest in Teespring, we can send them offers for Teespring products. But what I suggest you do at the very beginning, when you first start getting new people onto your list, send them informational emails. Send them to, I use SurveyMonkey, and I ask people questions. People love to interact. People love to have their opinions expressed. So I use a site called SurveyMonkey.com. Let me show you that site. And I have a pro version here, which costs me about $30 a month. But you can use a free version. And that's all you really need. Free version will allow you to have up to 100 responders per question or per survey. And so let me show you one that I sent out recently. So I sent out a survey recently that just basically said, what level of training do you want? And what types of monetization models interest you? And this is really cool because then people respond to these questions and tell you what type of products they're interested in buying. And you take the ones that get the most response, and those are the products that you start selling them. All right, so it's that simple. So you send them out emails that are requesting them to fill out a survey. And those types of emails tend to get a pretty good response rate because people really like to give their opinions. You could send them more case studies. And then occasionally send them an offer to buy something related to whatever the original offer was. So in this case, this was related to making money through Facebook and Teespring. So you could send them offers related to that. But I'm going to be using this as a case study within this class so you can follow along with what I do here. You'll be able to see the emails that I send to the customers and how I get the customers opt-in. Okay, so that is the borrowed proof model. So I want to go through it just real quick again. Oh, and one other thing, the list swaps. So once you get a list built and you have a few hundred to, 500 to 1,000 people on your list, then you can start doing list swaps where you can swap with other list owners. And you're not sending them your email addresses and they send you their, that you don't do that. What you do is you send an email on their behalf, and they send an email on your behalf. So if you go here, and in the mind map, I've got it in the parentheses, it says look for swaps. So just go here and look for people advertising swaps. I'm just going to do a search here. Do a Windows search for swap right there. So that's a betting list. That's probably not your niche, so we can skip that one. And here's another one, ad swaps, 22,000 plus MMO list, money-making opportunities is what that stands for. But right here's another one, looking for ad swaps on small lists. So if you have a small list, so this person has 370, and they're looking for ad swaps. This one is looking for someone who can deliver 50 to 200 clicks. So once you start to get some subscribers, you can do that. But starting out, you're going to want to go with the solo ads. Okay, so find someone who is generating traffic, sales, subscribers, etc. Find some model that you can reverse engineer. And then create a case study about that. And then I will have my case study ready in a couple of days, which you'll get in the next class. So you can see exactly how I'm doing this. And then you want to give away your case study to collect email addresses through solo ads or list swaps. And again, there's an example. This is an example. The first one is using Amazon S3 to host the video. And the second one is using YouTube. Okay, so that's the borrowed proof method. The next one is a little bit similar. It's called the launch leech. Now, as you know, there are tons of product launches happening all the time in the internet marketing space. So what you want to do is you want to find someone who is offering or having a product launch coming up. And there's a couple of places you can do that. MunchEye.com and Warrior JV. So let's go to MunchEye, and I'll kind of show you how it looks and what to look for. All right, so right on the homepage here, you see the different launches that are coming up. And I look for people that I have seen launch before, people who are dependable. You know, people are going to, you know, not going to say they've got a launch coming and then it ends up not happening. Let me close down that safe swaps. People start messaging on here, and I just want to turn that off. Okay. It's kind of annoying. Okay, so here I see, you know, Brian Anderson. I mean, I know Brian, great guy. If he's got this product coming, I know that it's going to come out. Chris Guthrie, I know him. He does a lot of Amazon stuff, which is right up my field. Mark Thompson, good. Peter Garrity, excellent guy. So Ben Adkins, Oz, great guys. All these people, they're actually paying. If they're in the premium launch column, they're paying to be here. So you know that unless there's like an emergency or something, they're actually going to launch. And I hear Eben Pagan, he's launching his, and that's not until March, though. So you want to find something that's coming up fairly quickly within the next couple of weeks or so. And over here are other launches. Now, these people did not pay money to be here, or they paid a much less amount to be here. So I would say these people are not as dependable. Okay, the ones over here, these are the premium launches. These are the ones that are really, really good. All right, so you first find someone who's launching a product that you can piggyback on. And like, you know, Chris Guthrie, he's launching this Azon Investigator. So let's open this up and look at it. All right, so, and I open up in a new tab. And I do that because then when I want to get back to my prior tab, I just hit the X button here. And I do that with pretty much anything that I'm doing when I'm doing research. It's much easier just to open up a new tab or a new window. All right, so we see the details are right here. So the front end price is $9, but he's got probably OTOs too. And what we're looking to do is piggyback off this to build our list. All right, so let's look at the affiliates page here. All right, so he's got, this is going to be a WordPress plugin. It's a research plugin. It allows you to do all your Amazon product research from within WordPress. Okay, so it's a product about Amazon, and it's about their Amazon affiliate program. So he's going to be selling this product to people who are interested in selling to affiliate with Amazon and sell products. All right, so that's what this particular product is about. Let's go back to the mind map. So what you do now is you find bonus products related to the launch product. So in this case, it's about Amazon affiliate product. So you would find PLR products, or I'll say PLR products or resale rights. Because really, resale rights products are just as good. A PLR product is something that you can buy the rights to, you license the rights to resell that product. And with PLR, the license is a little bit better because you can then rebrand the product, you can rename the product, you can claim the product as your own. So you can say, I am the creator of this product. With resale rights, you just get the ability to resell that particular product or to give the product away depending on the rights of the product. So you want to check the rights to see. The places you get PLR or resale rights, right here is a really good place. It's idplr.com, and this is a membership site. You pay a membership for this, but you can just get it, pay it one time, and then download whatever you need. Let me go back here, go to it, and basically just pay for 1 month. But in this case, when you get access to this, you get access to all these different products. And I'm not an affiliate for this, so that's not why I'm recommending it. I use this, and you can get tons and tons of great products. So even without being logged in, I can go here and I can type in Amazon. So we know that Chris Guthrie's product is about Amazon, so we can go here and do a search, and we can find other products that we can get the resale rights to that are related to Amazon. And look at this one. See this one, Amazon S3 how-to videos? That's the same product that I'm giving you as a bonus right here. That's the S3 how-to videos that I got the rights to. And we sell this product all the time. It's a great selling product. So Amazon affiliate camera cash, Crescendo. That might be an interesting product. That's a resale rights, and it's fairly recent, September 2013. That's just a basic learn how to make money with Amazon. The more targeted you can get, the better. Amazon bestseller Genie. So what you can do here is you can put together bonus items, and you can put together a package of bonus items. You know, it's better to have more than one, but I would say no more than about three items. Look at this one, Amazon Discount Finder. With this product, you can learn how to search the Amazon database for amazing bargains. All right, and then what this is good for is you can earn an affiliate commission off of the items that are the bargain items, the discount items. All right, so you just find products that are related to it. Here's another place. You can just go to Google and type in this phrase plus the niche name. So let me do that real quick. So I'm going to type in resale rights products and Amazon. And now you get tons of listings of products that, of course, now these are on Amazon sites. That's probably not very good, but you get these down here. How Amazon can legally resell books, how to sell ebooks on Amazon with master resale rights. So right here, perfect example. And this goes to eBay. Here's a good one too. This one goes to JVZoo. The Amazon reviewer comes with master resale rights. All right, so that's another place you can find resale rights to products, and these are just individual products. With the site that I mentioned here, you sign up for this, and you pay one fee, and then you get access to everything. Or actually, I think the fee is monthly, but you get access to everything. All right, and the other way, TradeBit.com. I've used TradeBit quite a bit to find resale rights products, and generally what I do here is I look to see what's selling, and I'll do a search. And you notice it gives you suggestions here. One of the suggestions is Amazon Affiliate. So we can look at that to get even more precise. Ultimate Affiliate Marketing Secrets plus two bonuses. That looks pretty good. All right. And so then what you do is, now these don't come with resale rights, but what you can do is, most of the people selling here bought them as resale rights products. So then you just enter the name of the product and resell. See if you can locate the resale rights. Sometimes if you look on here, it will tell you if it comes with resale rights. So like for this one, just click here and see. Yeah, I don't see that they're selling the resale rights here, because normally it'll say so right at the very top. But if you just do a search, you can see if you can buy that with resale rights. And a lot of times you can. You know, sometimes you can't, but a lot of times you can. So anyway, that's just three sources for finding reselling PLR products. All right, so the next thing you do, once you find the products, the bonus products that you want to offer, that you want to piggyback on, then you just create videos that relate to the product, which is the product launch product, but you give away the bonus product. And you do it exactly the same way as I did right here with this lead pages page. And all you do is you change the video to relate to the product that's in the launch, and you give away, instead of giving away a free case study, then you would give away the bonus reports or the bonus videos or whatever the bonus product is. Okay, so let's go back here to the product launch board. You see, the product is called Azon Investigator. And so a lot of people are going to be searching for this particular product. And right now, if you search for Azon Investigator in Google, now this one is getting ready to launch. Actually, today's the 17th. It's getting ready to launch tomorrow. So some people have already started to get their pages ranked here and their videos ranked. But right here, just did a search for Azon Investigator. And Google is actually asking me if I meant something else. But right here you can see people are starting to do review sites and stuff for this particular product. But right here, that is the only YouTube video that's showing up. So if you click here, you can see an example of someone else that's already doing this technique. Okay, so I stopped the video because that's pretty much all it is. It's just showing you screenshots. There's not even voiceover or anything. So what you do instead of promoting the actual product yourself is that you use this name, Azon Investigator, in your video title. But instead of trying to sell the product, you just want people to opt into your list. And so what you tell people is, hey, are you interested in the Azon Investigator? Well, you need to get this free bonus product that I'm giving away to everyone who's interested in Azon Investigator. Just go here to download your free bonus product, video, software, whatever it is. No purchase required. My gift for all the Azon Investigator customers and people who are curious about Azon Investigator. And then again, you just send them to your lead pages page. Which would be similar to this one. Okay, so once you create your videos that relate to the product but give away your bonus product, then you upload your videos to YouTube. And then you get views and backlinks from Fiverr. So what you do is you go to Fiverr. Let me go to Fiverr now and show you. There are tons of people out here that will sell you views and backlinks. So with YouTube, you want to get YouTube views. And basically, this is just someone who will get you a certain number of views, like 5,000. You don't need 5,000, but I will give you 200 YouTube views. I will give you 10,000. So I'm looking for somebody that's going to give me like 1,000 YouTube views. I will add 1,000 Facebook likes to your fan page or 2,000 YouTube views. Okay, this looks like a pretty good one, but no matter what, they're only going to cost you $5. I will give you 1,000 AdSense safe YouTube views. All right, I don't really care about the AdSense safe, but YouTube views is what I'm looking for. All right, and then once you do that, then you want to also get backlinks. All right, so the backlinks, really more important. You want to get really high quality backlinks. And you've got a lot of people here that will give you like, I will create 10,000 SEO backlinks. You don't want that. What you want are high quality backlinks. And high quality means something with high page rank. So you don't need a ton of them. Or EDU backlinks are really good too. I will create 200 EDU. The reason EDU backlinks are great is because it's much harder to get an EDU backlink. You can't just go out and register a .edu domain. You have to actually meet some requirements to do that. So here's someone I will manually do 20 PR 10 SEO high PR backlink. This is perfect. Right here is the type of thing that you want. Just like that. All right? So backlinks and views. And then just send them to your YouTube videos. And you can do multiple videos as well, targeting different bonuses or targeting different features within the main product. All right, the idea is to use the launch as a springboard to build your list. So there's going to be a lot of momentum built up for the launch. There's going to be a lot of people getting emails about the launch. I mean, you've been in this industry long enough. You know how it happens. When a launch happens, you get inundated with emails. Well, a lot of people, and you probably do this yourself, when you're getting inundated with emails on a product, you go to Google and you search, or you might go to YouTube and you search for that product name. Well, the thing is, there's not a lot of pages or videos with that product name out there because it's a new product. So that's what you're piggybacking on. You're piggybacking on the fact that there's not a lot of pages and videos already for that product, and then you're directing that traffic back to your opt-in page, back to your lead pages page. Okay? So then, after you get the people on your list, then you promote the product. So whatever product that you were piggybacking on, that's when you promote it, is after you get them on your list. And you give them some other bonuses for buying the product. All right? And this is kind of backwards from the way it's usually done. Usually people will just advertise the product itself, but this way you get the benefit of getting the people on your list to begin with. Okay? That's what makes this so powerful. All right, so that's the launch leech method. And now I've got several questions I want to answer. So let's go through them. How do you know that you have a high-quality backlink? Okay, high-quality backlink, the way you tell is by looking at the PR, which is page rank. So PR, the higher the PR, the better. And someone that's offering you, you know, let's say this one here again, 20 PR10. This is like 1,000 times better than someone offering you, or actually, let's do this. This is 10,000 times better than someone offering you 10,000 backlinks. Because, number one, it says they're manually done. And how do we know they are? Well, we don't really, but what's it called? It's only costing us $5. Okay? So what this will do is this will help your site or your video get ranked in the search engines quickly. Do you use solo ads to promote the launches? So the launches, we talked about solo ads up here, but down here we didn't talk about using solo ads. And the reason why is because you can generally get the traffic you need. You could use solo ads as well, but it's much more effective to do these YouTube videos because you can piggyback off of the momentum of that launch. All right, here you've got tons and tons of people that are already searching for that product name. So you can leverage that to your benefit and not have to advertise. What about Facebook advertising? Sure, you could use Facebook advertising too if you wanted to go to that expense. it's a little bit more, it's just more a little more expensive, and it's also a little harder. I mean, Facebook ads are, you know, that's a course within itself. And I did give away last week or the week before, I gave you a bonus course on doing Facebook advertising. So by not paying for the traffic, you mean that you're using YouTube for the traffic. Yeah, exactly. Right here, YouTube is sending you the traffic, where people are coming to YouTube doing searches, and then they'll click the description that's in the ad or that's in the video to get to your site. Like, will this model work as well in non-IM markets? It really depends on the market. It depends on, you know, if in that market there is a huge following of people, and if the people that are creating the products, if they're using the product launch method where, you know, they're getting a bunch of people to promote the product at once. That's really what you're leveraging off of, is that mass of people that are already promoting the product. So if it's in the diet niche, say, then probably you could do that in the diet niche, but it really depends on the market. IM market is internet marketing market, is the market that I, you know, I think is the best to do this in. Okay, what about using Constant Contact instead of AWeber? With lead pages, let me see. Pretty sure that they allow Constant Contact as well. Let's see. Yeah, Constant Contact is there. So you see all the different places they integrate with. Okay. How much is lead pages? I went over that before. $39.99 or $69, depending on if you wanted the regular or pro. And there's another question here about, do you recommend the Lead Pages Pro account, or is Basic good enough? I think the Basic is good enough. There wasn't really anything in the Pro account that you had to have. How do you link in the report that you want to give away for free? So in this case, when someone opts in here, they're going to get my free case study report, which is just a PDF. Okay, let me show you how you do that. I'm just going to deliver it, because I could set it up on a website and link people to a website, but I don't really want to do that. I just want to send it to them in an email. So the way I'm going to do that is within my AWeber account, under messages and follow-up series, and it's different depending on which service you're using, but under AWeber, this is how you do it. And I like to use, if you're familiar with AWeber, you know they've recently got a new message editor, and they also have the ability to go back to the legacy message editor. I use the legacy, so most of the time I use the legacy. Okay, so here, this is where you'd have your message. You say, thank you for requesting, or actually I would do it like this. I would say, here's your Teespring, I can't spell, case study. All right, and then I would just say, thank you for requesting the free Teespring case study. It is attached to this email, and then right down here, click on attach file, and you can attach it to right there. Now, there is a limit of 1 meg, so make sure that your file is less than a meg, but that's how you do it. And then when someone gets the email, it's going to be attached right to the email. Perfect way to deliver the free report. Why are things, now getting back to FBA now, why are things listed on Amazon with such a wide variety of prices? If there are several under $10, why would there be others of the same thing listed at $25, $40, or even $50? Let's go to Amazon and let me show you some of the reasons why that happens. So I'm just going to search for printer cartridge because I know that's something that a lot of people buy. All right, so let's look at this one. Okay, so if we go, this is the main item here. But we know that if we click over here under 68 new, there are 68 more people selling this particular product. And they're selling for all different prices. I mean, look at this. The low price one here is $29 and free shipping. But there's 7 pages worth of listings, and the highest price one on this page is $31.96, but if we go to page 7, we see that it's all the way up to $80. You know, why is this such a disparity of pricing? Well, for one thing, when someone's shopping on Amazon, there's different customer shopping. There are a lot of people that are going to click this offers with free shipping box, and when they do that, even if your item is priced higher than another item, because it's got free shipping, that's more attractive to them. And so I would much rather have my product listed with free shipping than to have it at a lower price without free shipping. So you're going to capture people who are interested in that free shipping. But there's also a case where, and this might not be a good example for it, but let's say that you are buying a book. Let's say you're buying a book that costs $20, or any item that costs $20. Well, if you order an item or your total cart is $35 or more with Amazon, then you will get free shipping. Okay? If your cart total is $35 or more, you get free shipping. And Amazon tells you that when you get ready to check out. So if I added, let's add this to my cart, and I'll show you. Now I'm getting free shipping with this one anyway, but it says, yeah, for orders over $35. So let's add this to cart. Okay, and then right here, Amazon tells me, add $4.05 of eligible items to your order to qualify for free shipping. Okay, so when people come here and they see that and they say, wow, all I got to do is add $4.05 more and I get free shipping, they're going to go out and look for an item that they can add to this to get to that free shipping amount. Now, let's say that someone just purchased an item for $20, okay? So in order to get free shipping, you need to have $35 total. So if you purchased an item, it's $20, then you need to have an item that costs $15, okay? So if someone is selling an item that you need, let's say it's a commodity item. A commodity item is something that you're going to use over and over again. So let's say it's shampoo. All right, so one seller has got that shampoo for $13. Okay? But you see another seller has got that same shampoo and it's for $15. Well, you need $15 in order to make it to $35 to get free shipping. And so in a lot of cases, people are going to choose that higher priced item just because it gives them the free shipping. I know it sounds crazy, but that's the way people think. Or that's the way some people think. So that's why you see such a disparity of pricing. Also, the disparity is there because these items sell quickly. So a lot of times I'll have an item, particularly if it's a DVD, I see this a lot in DVDs, where I see one DVD that's available through Fulfillment by Amazon. So when you click this button, it's available, and it's the price on it is only, say, $4. But it's the only one there. So I know as soon as it sells out, as soon as someone buys that one DVD, then there won't be any left in the Fulfilled by Amazon store. So I'll put mine in at $20. Even though I'm a lot higher than the one that's there now, I know as soon as that one sells, I will be the only one there, and then I will be not just the low price one, I will be the only price one. So that's a lot of times why you see that. So In a case like this, there's a lot of competition, but you'll see that more in items where there's not nearly as much competition. With Amazon FBA, can you have more than one account so you can carry totally unrelated types of things? I don't recommend it. I recommend that you have everything under one account. Amazon gets a little fussy about having multiple accounts for anything. But if you decide to do that, then go to under Seller Central, send an email to Amazon and ask them specifically if you can. And then if they tell you you can, be sure and save that email they send you. How many items on average do you have listed on Amazon, and how long does it take for an item to sell? It really depends on the item. What I've found before is just, it's hard to say, you know, an item is going to sell this quick. Commodity items seem to sell a lot quicker, because consumable items. So items like printer cartridges, like I just showed you at the beginning of this, that all three of the two packs printer cartridges have sold out that I sent Amazon. So anything that's a consumable is going to sell quicker usually. Really depends on just the popularity of the item itself. So what I generally notice is that when I send a lot of items at once. The last shipment I did, I had about 50 items that I sent. What I notice is between a third and a quarter of those will sell out within a week or so of getting them to Amazon. And then the rest of them just sell over time. So if you really want to integrate Amazon FBA into your revenue streams, then you need to be sending items on a regular basis. So when I go out looking for FBA stuff at least once a week, and then I just collect it. I've got a room where I collect the stuff, and then once I have 50 or so items, then I get them all and list them and sell them. I missed the Tanner webinar. How do I sign up, or how do I watch the Tanner webinar you had last week? Yeah, I think that one is probably expired, but I can give you a special link to it. So I'll put that in the mind map. Okay, I just went ahead and put up a special link just for you for the Tanner webinar if you want to watch that. And I put it in the mind map here. Let's go to this link right here, and you'll be able to view that. It's a really, really good webinar. It's seriously one of the best webinars that we've had in a long time. Okay, really good question here. Is there an issue, going back to the Soft Kitty t-shirt, is there an issue with the copyright on the lyrics for that t-shirt? And actually, yeah, there is. That song is actually copyrighted. So I use that as a case study, but I use it as a case study showing people how they can go in and find products to set up fan pages for and to sell, but not necessarily selling that one particular product. So for instance, there was another question here about this really opens up possibilities for to watch TV. Are popular TV shows fertile grounds for t-shirts and other things? Yes, absolutely. In fact, another good example of this would be Duck Dynasty. If we look at, let me go to Teespring. Okay, best-selling, and this is a site that you can see which t-shirts are selling the most of. So here we can just search for Duck. And then you can see the different t-shirts that people are selling related to the show Duck Dynasty. Like right here, this one, this has sold 88 shirts. This girl loves the ducks. Right here, and obviously there would not be any type of copyright issue with this. So you got to be kind of careful with that. And this one right here, this one, I don't see any copyright issue with it. Just it has the phrase Duck Dynasty, but you can't really copyright something like that. It's just a phrase. All right. Let me see if I have any other questions here. Do you have a question about... Do you have more sales from your FBA account at certain times of the year? Generally, Christmas time is a really good time of the year, but really, I sell stuff all year long. Okay, and what about training next week? We will have a session this week on Thursday, and this session is going to be more of just question and answer and a few loose ends that I'd like to tie up that some people have asked some more detailed demos on. And then we'll be taking off next week for the holidays and getting started back again on... Okay, so we'll have a session on the 19th, December 19th. We'll take off the next week, and then the next session will be January the 2nd. Okay? All right, thanks again and for coming, or thanks for watching this replay. You'll find the mind map for this session underneath this video, and we'll have the audio version of this out in a couple of days. All right, thanks again, and I'll see you in a couple of days for the Thursday session. Have a great week.